Let's look at some audio described treats coming up, and Hornsby joins us once again from Mind's Eye Description. Now, we've got a little bit, I suppose, a kind of theatre to talk about later, Anne, but starting with the National History Museum, a biggie.
Yes, it is a biggie. We have done recorded guides in the past, but I always think it's really interesting if you can do a live tour in a museum or gallery, because it becomes a conversation, it becomes a discussion around the objects or around the artworks. So in this case, the exhibition is called Birds, Brilliant and Bizarre, and it traces the links between birds and dinosaurs. It looks at the many, many different species of birds. We listen to some bird song. We listen to the lyrebird, which is incredibly clever at mimicking. So there are sounds of a car alarm, of a chainsaw, of a baby crying, and there's a little bit of a quiz for you to guess which is the lyrebird and which is the real thing. There are one or two tactile elements to the exhibition, and also I'll be describing the kind of staging of it. There are fantastic backdrops, and we feel as if sometimes as if we're in a jungle or in a very open space, and there are projections of murmurations of birds moving across the skies. So that will be a part of what I describe, as well as the actual birds themselves, many of which are in display cases, but some of which are sort of dotted about. So you almost feel like they could fly down and perch on your shoulder.
Is it tricky when you think about birds, if you're describing them, you know, different shapes and sizes and colours and patterns and everything? It must be quite a challenge to do all the work beforehand to put that together.
Yes, there's been a lot of research going into it. The people at the Natural History Museum have been incredibly helpful in giving me background information, in giving me sizes, details, for example, of the albatross wingspan, those sorts of details that I hope will help people visualize these birds, because as you say, there's so many different things to talk about: the shape of the feet, the coloration, the markings, the way they move, the fact that some of them don't even fly and some of them are just amazing and they can fight a human being, and others are just so, like the little hummingbirds are just so tiny they'd fit in the palm of your hand. So yep, I know a lot more about birds than I did before, which is great.
When will people get to enjoy that experience?
Well, luckily, the museum has agreed to a whole programme of audio described tours. The first one is on the 20th of July. The times are 10 o'clock in the morning, which I know is quite early to get into central London. But the reason for that is this is a quieter time in the museum. There won't be so much noise, there won't be many parties in at that time. So the idea is to have more of a relaxed atmosphere so that people can hear the description and hear the sound effects, and also, as I said, have a bit of a discussion, ask questions. So the first one is on the 20th of July, and then they're about one a month. Some are on Saturdays, some are on Wednesdays, and that's right through till the end of the year. So there's a little bit of a choice there. And obviously, if people are travelling to London and might be down for a weekend or something, then hopefully there's enough choice there that they might be able to coincide with one of the tours.
Fantastic. Sounds an amazing event. Let's move from London to Milton Keynes now, staying with the arts.
I just thought I'd mention this one. It's called MK Calling, so Milton Keynes Calling, and this is their summer art show. It's celebrating 25 years of Milton Keynes art and culture scene, And it is an exhibition that has been put together through collaboration with various different community groups. But the ones we're championing are the Milton Keynes Visually Impaired People Group, which is a group of people, friends living with sight loss in the local area. And each of the groups has curated part of the exhibition. So they have chosen what is displayed and they have contributed to the information that's available. And with this part of the exhibition, there are works that smell, there are works that you can get your hands on, there are very big, striking works that are good with contrast. And in addition to this, I have trained the staff, the volunteers, and the people who will lead the tours in audio description skills and also in guiding. So we hope that everybody who comes along will feel particularly welcome and can have the works described to them, explore and engage with them. So it's on until the 29th of September. So hopefully there's plenty of opportunity to catch it while it's there.
Great to hear something like that, not just for people with sight loss to enjoy, but curated by them as well. Sounds like a great event. And we're going to finish off with some moving theatre.
Yes, this is in Lancaster. This is a promenade production. So this is one where the audience walks around between different scenes. It's been going on for well over 30 years. And this year it's Alice in Wonderland in Williamson Park. And for this one, we don't do live description, but we do an extended audio introduction. So the introduction will introduce each of the characters, talk about the locations where we first meet them, describe what they look like, how they're being portrayed, but also we aim to give a sense of that particular location. So one of them, for instance, takes place beside a small lake, and we'll describe how the audience will be seated and what the view is over the lake. Another one takes place deep in an amphitheatre, right in the woods as the sun's starting to set. So we'll talk about the shadows that are being cast by the trees. Again, we'll describe what the seating is like there and hopefully give enough information without giving everything away so that people can listen to it as many times as they like before they come and then they feel prepared to go on walkabout, really. So these events are always very well attended and obviously great for all the family. People come early, they bring their picnics. It's such a beautiful location, especially if you do get a fine evening and the sun sets over Morecambe Bay. It's really quite a magical place to be.
And fingers crossed, as you say, and for the sunshine. Just remind us when that is.
So that starts middle of July, so not very long now, and that lasts for about 4 weeks. So plenty of opportunity to catch it. But I would say if you are thinking of going, then it's probably best to book early, especially if the sun shines. They get a sudden flood of demand for tickets, so it can be pretty busy.
Some great ones there. And if people would like to find out more about the theatre productions, the arts productions that you're involved in, have a look at that extensive calendar. How do they get in touch with you?
The best way is to visit the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk. And as you mentioned, Alan, there is a calendar on there taking you right through the year and into next year. And we put all the details on there as soon as they're booked in. Also, you can contact us directly, mindseyedescription@gmail.com. But we put out all the information on our Facebook page, Mind's Eye Audio Description, and we're on X at Mind's Eye Arts, and also we're on Instagram, and that is at mind's eye description. So plenty of ways to keep in touch.
There absolutely is. And thank you very much once again. A great selection for people to look forward to. We'll catch up with you again next month, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.